Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description.
Broadcasting live from the inside of a tin of sardines. We are lined up in here, side by side, tucked in all cozy beneath a silver sheet and a pull tab. We are Trash Planet, the portable, non-perishable podcast. I am your host, Rabbit Sullivan. My pronouns are he, him, and she, her. With me today are four of Cincinnati's sick, nastiest improvisers. Everyone, please say hi and tell me your vibe today. For instance, my vibe today is the word smelt, which we just learned is a type of fish, and I'm way into it. I really like the word smelt. Yeah, a really clear vibe that we all vibe with. Everyone's nodding. They love it. Natalie, what's your vibe today?
Hi, I'm Natalie, pronouns she, they. And my vibe today is a Rubik's Cube that has had just one corner twisted, so it can't actually be solved.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Maniacal.
Devin.
Well, I don't need to say my name anymore. he, him.
You're not thinking about taking the name Smelt? So you're not?
No, unfortunately.
Damn, okay.
But my vibe today is you found a handmade treasure map, and you spent the good part of a weekend following the treasure map, and at the end you find a big old cache of fuel points, and
Ooh.
you get like 16 cents off a gallon, and you're pretty pumped.
Wow.
And your car is also pumped with gas. That's my vibe.
Okay, the crowd is cheering, actually. Everybody really liked that. Whoa. Amazing. Nihar, what's your vibe today?
Hi, I'm Nihar, he, him, and my vibe today is like a basketball that's deflated to the point where you like try to dribble it and it just goes
evocative.
I'm picturing our European listener like, what the fuck is a fuel point?
Maddie, what's your vibe today?
Hi, Maddie, she, they. And my vibe today is I am a cat on top of her tower surveilling what's happening. And if you get too close, scratch.
Powerful. We respect it.
Man, I think 3 out of 5 vibes were kind of off.
I think they were good, actually. I think they were really good. You can get your questions answered and your vibes right at hypergallant.com and elsewhere at hypergallant. When last we left off, we had just finished the jailbird mission, and we had taken a downtime in which a couple things happened. Lottie was intimidated by Johnny Law, which heightened her resolve to visit the library and figure out what is going on Jim Bob's mini disc. We also had Connie solving the radio problems of the world. We had Enla building a giant robot that asks you to confess. And we had Tank becoming the king of tickball, I assume.
Oh. I'm just now powering up.
Tank is quietly in the corner going Super Saiyan. His hair
just
is
really, really slowly over the course of several weeks.
Yeah.
He already has tall blonde hair, so what happens now?
Whoa. It just goes straight up.
Oh, man, we got to unlock all the different hair colors, you know, Dragon Ball style.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
He starts looking like Duck Dimmitt when he's walking around.
And zoom, we hear the thrum of an engine beneath us. We hear the whistle of wind, and bam, we see the face of Lottie Faber's daughter. She's squinting into the horizon, her hair is billowing out behind her, blown backwards by the wind. It's late afternoon, it's a beautiful day, the sky is a brilliant red. There's no clouds, no smog. Wind is howling, the trash is glinting. Lottie, you are piloting your skimmer with grace and skill.
As always.
Lottie, you're feeling pretty good. It's a good day, it's a new mission, and baby, we're going to the library. So behind her, crammed into a skimmer, definitely not built for 4 passengers, we see the rest of the gang. We're cramped pretty tight in here because the library is a long trip, so you might have brought some extra supplies. So we're actually going to determine load right now. So, everyone, please tell me what your travel vibe is, what you're looking like, what you're feeling like, and you can tell me your load. So, load 3 is light, normal is 5, or heavy is 6.
Lottie's got heavy load today. Her overalls are, all the pockets are full of things.
You're clanking. Every time the skimmer crests a little trash pile, like, chunk, you know, it's good stuff.
I'll go with a normal load, but we do have like a sled thing, like a little wagon, I think, that we can attach to the back of the skimmer to just drag along larger supplies.
I'm going to say you'd have to spend an asset on that. I don't think you just like have that.
I had it in the first episode.
Did you?
I had a cart.
Wow. Okay, but then it's like a grocery hand cart. Like, this is not a...
I thought it was like a radio flyer, which you could like, you know. I mean, it has wheels, which the skimmer floats.
In any case, yeah.
It's absolutely not something I'd spend an asset on. I will say that.
I will allow you a bad wheeled device that is just clanking behind your floating thing. That makes sense to me. But yeah, okay, you got normal load. How are you feeling as we are shooting across these hills?
I haven't spent much time outside the cities, and last time there was a big orbital drop. So I think, once again, like, eyes on the sky. Very nervous until we get to, like, the library or someplace with more civilization. Mm. Being out in the wilds is very uncomfortable there.
What's he look like? What's he wearing right now?
I think it's his normal clothes. I think the poncho has a few more like colorful threads on it. He's just wearing his normal light clothes, enough to cover himself from the sun.
Yeah, flapping out behind you. Looks great. Yep. Who's going next?
I think Tank has a light load, but since he's really heavy right now due to the gravity bomb juice burn, I think it takes the drawbacks of a heavy load.
Oh my God, okay. The skimmer is, like, leaning where you're sitting.
I'm, like, on the back, and it's, like, dragging.
Yeah. Clank, 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 clank. Yeah.
A lot of clanking noises today.
Yeah.
I think Inla is going to have a normal load. I don't think she'll have, because just as a reminder, one of our corner assets is that we can get 2 survival gear for free in our load. So I think she'll just have a generally normal load. This is kind of just, like, a normal outing for Inla.
Yeah, how's it feel being back in the wastes?
I think last time was very triggering, as Connie already mentioned. So it's mixed feelings, as usual, for Inla. There's a hominess and a peacefulness to being out in the waste, but there's also an anxiety.
Yeah. Okay, what are y'all talking about? You've been on the skimmer for a few hours at this point. There's nobody in sight. Like, you're north of the city, just hustling along towards the library.
So where do you think they came from? The night pigs. I heard they're not native to this planet.
I've never really thought about that.
Yeah, like, who brought the pigs?
I think it was some magnate's child. Smuggled them in his socks or something.
The child smuggled pigs in their socks? How big were the socks?
That was a stupid in-joke.
That's so good.
Are you telling me they were Lazarus pigs?
Rabbit, why are they not called Lazarus pigs? No, kidding.
Scientific name, yeah.
I thought they were just born from the juice.
I mean, I as far as I know, they've just kind of always been here. I never really thought about there was a before.
Whoa. Connie, we need to unpack that. With your religious beliefs, you think the juice created life?
I don't think that it created life. I think it mutated life to this horrible...
Yeah, but where'd the pigs come from initially?
All I know is that they're bigger than they used to be, so I think the juice is doing something to a regular animal.
All right, so we are all in agreement that they're not in the original form that they came here. But
yes,
the question still remains, where did the pigs come from?
This appears like the notebook appears above Tank's head of like his missions that he's on. One of them is like discover origin of night pigs.
Right underneath acquire boys.
I have to imagine that it was some sort of livestock or pet animal that just kind of got loose and then was desecrated by the juice.
You know, we are on the way to the library. We could do some research if you really want to.
Oh yeah, that's like where you go to learn things.
Oh, Tank. Your brain is just beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It's really sitting with Enla. Albert called her mind beautiful.
She's trying to turn it into a compliment.
the radio on your skimmer's going off every so often. I think you've got it on the open channel, so you can just sort of pick up whatever's happening in the area. People are pretty courteous on the open channel. Everybody knows, like, when you're on this channel, you just say your name, say your message, say your location. It's pretty quiet out here. You know, there's some skimmers in the area. Every so often, you get a blast of what sounds like it's something. Like, it sounds like an encoded message or something, but it's not. Like, everything else is a human voice on a radio. This is like a blast of static that's 4 seconds long that sounds real specific. And you're like, huh, I don't know. That goes off every so often. Tank, where's your mini disc?
I keep it like how some women tuck stuff into their bra, but just like under my pec.
You had to start wearing bras so you could hide stuff in it. I'm like, wait a minute. So it's getting kind of laid out. You can see the sun's just starting to set. Enla, you're thinking about camping for the night. How would you approach this as a Rovan?
First and foremost, some sort of shelter. Make sure that we are not super out in the open, and trying to stay kind of away from any sort of anybody's like prying eyes. Makes because sense. We don't want to make a big fire and all the night pigs come find us. So
those terrible eldritch beasts.
High ground, flat ground, out of the way, shelter.
I like that.
Camping 101.
Yeah. So you're scanning the horizon, you're hanging out, and it is at this moment when something happens. And what happens is going to happen in the form of an engagement roll. So I would like you guys to argue me why you should get any bonus dice on this. Because you're going to take a -1 for surprise. But
well,
is
I'm
there,
driving.
You're driving. What does that do for you?
That's a plus. I'm clearly so
well,
good
Well, we're
it.
Camping.
Oh, yeah. We're not driving.
No, right you're now. Still driving. Oh. I mean, you're just thinking about camping.
That's my argument. Lottie's driving.
Yeah. Okay.
I specifically said I was like paranoid and looking, you know, like concerned.
So I had you at negative. I think with the +1 from Connie looking out, that's back to neutral. I think you're just at 1 dice right now. You have like no driving specific.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
No, I love it. Someone, please give me that engagement roll.
That's a 3.
That's a 3.
That's bad.
Anybody have anything they want to throw on this to try to get you out of a 3, or you want to let it be?
No, that man sounds fun. Yeah.
Don't have anything.
We're all like, I mean, if that's what the will of the gods says, we stand.
All right. So the thing that happens is this. Tank, I think I'm picturing you kind of like legs hanging off the skimmer, just flapping in the wind, and something in your spirit just kind of tingles. You're like, oh, there's something approaching. There's something approaching at high speeds. Could it be? No. Some kind of boy?
My boy senses are going off.
And then in that instant, you are just about to turn your head towards the direction, and then bam, something smashes into the side of your skimmer. We are having a full-on skimmer crash here. Everyone is probably thrown loose, maybe injured. We're going to find out very soon. There's a moment of absolute chaos and carnage. How fast do you think you were going?
I guess it depends on the terrain. The smoother it is, probably the faster I'd be gunning it towards the library.
Yeah. Medium? That's not helpful, but...
How we kind of said they go, like, fast golf carts?
Yeah, yes. They go, like, 15, okay. 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, like, you think you would have been hitting around 15, 20?
Yeah, I don't think I would have had any reason to slow down, and we've got a long way to cover, so I'm probably going pretty fast.
Okay, yeah. All right, so let's say 20 miles an hour. Something hits you going much faster than that, and so there's a lot of force happening. Everyone, please roll to resist unless you would like to not do that. Otherwise, you're going to be injured here.
What are we using to resist?
You're going
to
resist with...
Prowess,
okay. Yeah. So that's good, right? That's only take 2 stress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a 6.
You got a 6.
4.
So you nailed it. Okay, so everyone is doing great.
I got a 2.
Oh my god. All right. And so in this explosion of sound and energy, Enla, you hit the ground hard. Like, you, like, hit and bounce and then drag. You are not going to take a harm here, but I think you are, like, rattled. You are not feeling good. You took some heavy stress from that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that means I could take 4, right?
Oof, yeah. What are you at now out of 10? Or out of 9?
Out of 9. I have 2 left.
Oh, no!
Anybody else take heavy stress in this moment?
I think as that's happening, Connie's aware enough as the crash happens, to be able to sort of jump and protect Enla, I'm going to immediately use my trust and take two of that stress for myself.
Oh, so sick.
Like, like a big, the thing where I take the impact from the fall.
Yeah.
Wow, Connie, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry that knocked the wind out of me.
Lottie, what does it look like when you absolutely rock this shit? You just fully crash a skimmer at pretty high speed and it's like fine. Like, what does that look like?
The skimmer gets hit, Lottie gets flung, and the skimmer like starts rotating a little bit, and then she just lands in the backseat.
You're holding a martini for some reason. You're like, huh? Where did this come from? Tank, how are you doing? How many did you take?
I took two stress. So I think Tank like gets flung from the skimmer and he lands perfectly. And he's like kind of proud of himself, and then just gets absolutely destroyed by a piece of like junk that he didn't see.
You walk into a pole.
Yeah, I land. I'm very proud of myself. I take a step forward and rake right in the face.
Damn.
It's just out of like that Goonies moment when that happens and it pulls up with a skeleton.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So what we got here is a good old-fashioned skimmer crash. And so we have that moment of everyone lying around just like groaning in, on the ground. And this is big old trash piles. Like the ground is loose beneath you. A bunch of stuff that's like indiscriminate with age now. It's been worn down by sand and wind and juice. And you're touching it. It's in your hands. You're scraped up. No big injuries. And you look over at your skimmer and see that it has been rent asunder. It has been torn to shreds. And Connie, you look over and you see that there is something ripping through your skimmer. There's like a little crouched over figure that is tearing into your skimmer as if it's like a wild beast eating it or something. And it's just like reaching in with human hands and just like pawing through it, trying to pull something out. And this thing looks like a little boy and it's wearing a party hat. And that's what you see.
A little boy, meaning...
like 4 foot tall, pretty normal looking. You can just see from behind, just kind of a 4 foot tall person, seems totally uninjured. Kind of seems like this is the thing that just smashed into your skimmer at full speed and is now ripping through its remains.
Well, first I look around. Is everyone all right?
Yeah, yeah. I think my pride's a little injured, but...
but hey, free rake.
True. Lottie sees... what looks like a child tearing into a machine she's still sitting in. So she just kind of like freaks out and jumps out real quick.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I would know that this isn't a child though, right? Like
you would assume, okay. Like, yeah.
Wait, is this the thing that's been attacking the skimmer's trust? This thing's like 4 feet tall. How did it do this?
Wait, are you talking about that thing that Manja Mike keeps talking about? I thought that was just a bit. Wait, he's like telling the truth all the time?
I assumed a lot of crazy stuff happens here.
He's mostly right. I mean, a lot of it happens out in the Rovens, yeah.
All right, priorities. What do we... I mean, we can't attack... how do we approach this boy?
You see the birthday boy stand up. Looks like he's holding some stuff. Looks like he pulled some stuff out of your skimmer. And just kind of starts walking around. Looks like he's like ducking down, looking for stuff. And just waiting a second. And then he's like... keeps walking. The impression is like if you lost your car keys and you were walking around like trying to find your car keys, that's what it looks like. But also it's a 4 foot tall birthday boy. I don't
know. Do you
think
it speaks?
I mean, only one way to find out. Hey, birthday boy, how you doing? You doing okay?
The thing stops, head fully turns around without moving the front of its body. The way that it moves is strange. It doesn't move like it has any friction within itself. Like everything within it is totally light. Like the movement is so easy that you're like, like this isn't how a thing with muscles works, and it's also not how a mechanical thing works. I don't know. The impression is ghost-like. This thing swivels around and you see first head, then the rest of it, and you go, ah, because it looks like it's melted. Like it looks like a melted action figure. It looks like a melted action figure of a 4 foot tall birthday boy. Everybody's nodding. They get it. They get the vision. And this thing just kind of looks at you and raises its arms kind of like, in a questioning kind of way. And then it does like some hand gestures, like as if it's speaking, but it's not. Like it's as if it's talking like a regular conversation, and it is totally silent. Big cartoony face, half melted, hard to look at. It looks like it's shifting as you're looking at it. You're like, what? What? And then it just looks at you for a second and then just starts walking away.
Those were tank signals.
He's been paying attention.
I tried. That thing makes me uncomfy.
Okay. If this is the real birthday boy, according to Manja Mike, there's a pretty heavy bounty on that boy.
And at this point, I will allow you to info gather or acquire asset. So this is your one roll you get for free that you can do whatever you want with. I didn't let you do it earlier. You can do it now.
I'd argue info gather. Just because this thing makes me deeply unsettled.
Yeah, when you were talking about how it moves, it makes me think of basically like when you have a 3D modeling software.
Yes, yes. It's just whooshing around. You're like, whoa. Yeah.
Like, that's the only way to simulate like no resistance movement.
Inla hates this thing.
Is there like any old folklore that we could tap into as like... this is how you deal with the birthday boy.
Like, yeah, urban myths, that. Like just cultural osmosis of just living in this area. We would like, yeah. I think that's what our role should be. Right?
Like an old German fairy tale, like yes. Brothers Grimm. Like.
Yes. Specifically German. So we don't have France, we have French. What do we have instead of Germany?
Gerfew.
Gerfew?
Germany.
That's stupid. I like it.
Gerfew yeah. makes me happy.
Natalie is German. Yeah. She can say that.
All right. Would you like to spend your role info gathering on the birthday boy?
Yes. Yeah. I think in this case, what we want to do is just like over the years of living in like what you've picked up, or like, I don't know, one of us who can read could have possibly like read a book forever ago, thought nothing of it, and it has to come back now. I don't know. It's up to us. Yeah. I don't think I want to do this role.
Yeah, so. Who wants to be the captain of Birthday Boy Mythos?
I'll say I'll do it.
Okay, Lottie, give me some kind of
you
role
are the
here.
Oldest.
I wonder, I would take examine or find.
I'm good at examine. I'm fine with
okay.
that one.
Yeah, sure.
I got a 6.
A classic Natalie roll, a 6 and a 1.
Yeah. Can I pitch that she listened to a podcast about the Birthday Boy?
A true crime.
Like a true crime.
Yes. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Okay. So we actually cut back to Lottie in her greenhouse, like bopping along. She's got like a big old blunt hanging out of her mouth. She's got the radio turned up and she is listening to, what's the name of this podcast?
I got a great name.
What is it?
I'll Cry If I Want To, an oral history of the birthday boy.
Thank you. It's perfect. I'm obsessed. I'll cry if I want to.
And welcome back to I'll Cry If I Want To, an oral history of the birthday boy. Today, to have a special guest with us, someone who's actually witnessed the birthday boy. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, you're gonna like hide my voice, right? Like I don't want to be found.
I absolutely can if you'd like, yes.
Okay, so... we were out there, you know, us local birthday boy hunters, and, my friend, he started singing in the club by 0.5 coin, and what happened was we saw a glimmer of the birthday boy over the horizon, so I think he wants someone to sing happy birthday to him, you know, because, you know, like, the party, like, it's your birthday, and it's, like, close enough. So that's what we've gathered. We're currently running some tests. We've sent out some groups to sing different non-copyrighted versions of birthday songs.
Yeah, I've heard about that expedition. We've gathered some information from those brave researchers. Typically, Birthday Boy comes out in the evenings and in the nighttime. As far as I understand, he tends to attack expensive, high-grade skimmers and equipment that people are transferring, yes?
Yeah, that's what we gathered. Unfortunately, our group does not have any such items to lure him out. But from what we've gathered from our field research, we found a lot of, like, skimmers just, like, trashed in the middle of the waste. And Yeah, we think he's just like hitting skimmers in search of some expensive items.
Expensive items. I mean, remember to tell your children to not be selfish like the birthday boy.
So I've been working in my garden for a few nights, and I've been listening to these micro podcasts lately, and one of them is actually perfect for us. It's I think it was called I Can Cry If I Want to, an Oral History of the Birthday Boy, and it had a lot of interesting stuff about what's been going on lately. Like apparently you can sing and he'll come out or something like that. But that's not important. I think that was just the thing they touched on. But I think they said that he's looking for something. He's been hitting skimmers.
What? Why would... We didn't come out here to hunt this thing, so how would we know what to lure
him? No. According to the podcast, he hasn't hurt anyone, and nobody's going to hunt for him. He's just been hitting random skimmers.
You look over the birthday boy, Enla, you notice what he's taken out of your skimmer is the power cells. That's important. You need those. And then, on top of this, birthday boy has just sort of been walking around, like, slowly looking for his car keys, apparently, or whatever it is, reaches down, finds the generator, the nice generator that you guys took from the Tender Mercy, and just sort of picks it up, effortlessly puts it on one shoulder with inhuman strength. Like, you know how heavy this thing is. It's just, whoop, you know, up on his shoulder, like, oh, and just starts walking away, brisk pace. Bop, bop,
bop, bop. Oh, no. I'm going to chase after it.
All right. And the birthday boy looks behind. The head swivel thing happens again. Sucks to look at. Bad time. And he zooms away so fast, like Sonic the Hedgehog, legs are a circle. Boom. And so we are now starting a 6 o'clock called Catch Up to the Birthday Boy. This is your mission. You're going to try to do that by whatever means you have. Your skimmer is busted. The sun is going down. There are night pigs afoot and mysteries to solve out in the waste. What are we doing, gang?
We can't catch up with it. We have to lure it out somehow. You said it's looking for important or expensive things?
No, it hits all skimmers, not just the expensive ones, but from what it walked away with, it looks like it wants our power.
I wonder if it's building something. It's terrifying to think about.
I think it just might just run on electrical energy. But in any case, we don't... Do we have any spare power cells to lure it out?
You think power cells grow on trees on Trash Planet?
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. We don't have anything to lure it out, do we?
You guys don't think, like, maybe he just wants a group of friends to celebrate with?
Well, Lottie did say something about singing.
That's true. The person being interviewed on the micro podcast, he said that the birthday boy wants someone to sing for him. He sounded a little out of it, though.
I mean, it's worth a try. I'm not going to do it.
Come here, little birthday boy. It's your birthday now.
Whoa, Enla, you knew his creepy folk song off the top of your head?
The Romans talk about it all the time.
The camera pans out. Like, we get like that incredible like crane shot where it's way overhead and Enla is the size of a speck, and it's like that haunting lullaby like, out over the waves. Just her thin little voice, like, oh. You know, we are really in the middle of nowhere here. The sun is going down soon. It's late afternoon. You have all your stuff. Like, the stuff is not the problem.
All right, guys, I've got an idea. We just do what we did with our last mission. We don't need a working skimmer. We just need something that looks like a skimmer that moves.
That's actually pretty ingenious. I don't know if it might be able to sense power because it picked up the generator as well.
But, oh, that's fair.
No. This is the best we have right now. Let's try to piece this thing back together. We're going to try to put the skimmer back together to look like a working skimmer.
Fantastic. All right. Who would like to roll something?
I don't have any tinker, but I'll roll, but I don't have any tinker.
I think none of us have any tinker, right?
Oh, man.
Which is funny, like, theoretically, I should be the one with tinker, but I don't have tinker.
I could have sworn you did. Is what you have scrounge?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
I love that your engineering expertise is restricted to your...
art and puzzles. Yes. Yeah. I would like to use one of my load to have, like, just, like, a handful of various batteries in my pocket.
Mm.
For, like, gadgetries and whatever. But yeah. I would like to try to create somewhat of a power cell based off of these batteries.
Oh, sick. Okay, well, really quickly, we cut back to Volpertinger, who was like, I have been eating batteries. It is so good for gut health. You must try. It's delicious.
I'll take them.
You lick.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Just now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's quite a kick.
Bacteria. Strong, powerful. We cut back.
Yeah, Volpe gave me some of these batteries. I can maybe fashion some sort of mock cell, but it won't last for very long.
But then what'll you eat?
Lottie has lingering effects from the juice burn.
I eat food. Just Volpertinger eats weird shit.
Oh, that's not a Roven thing.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
We've eaten some weird things in the past, you know. I've chewed on my fair share of rubber, but I typically try to eat food.
So I think that's the scene, is we see y'all kind of spreading out a little bit, digging through stuff, making some piles. We see Enla sitting, like, spread-legged on the ground, a bunch of batteries piled up in front of her. She's fiddling. And it's a fraught situation, but it's not the worst situation, you know? So what are the rest of y'all up to? Also, give me that roll, Enla.
I'm going to have to roll for Tinker.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. This is going to hurt me.
No, I love it.
I'm going to give you an assist. Yeah, nice. I'll use Foresight. So I'm not going to pay any stress, and I'll give you an assist.
Ooh. Oh, so that means I get an extra dice, right? It's a two.
Hey, okay.
You're telling me with your eating battery knowledge, you didn't like knock that out of the park?
I mean.
So you're going to have a thing here you could resist, which is as you're like working on your batteries and you're fiddling around, one of them just straight up falls down the crevice that you didn't notice. Like, you know, like there's a lot of spaces between things. So you could roll a resist or you could lose some batteries.
I think I'm just going to lose a battery.
Okay. It's just
not going to last as long.
Yeah. We see that beautiful moment of you're like, oh, perfect. I'll connect this to this and I'll put, and it's just, it's just gone. You're like,
I turn and I come back and there's nothing.
Yeah. Like you have one battery left.
Hey guys, I finished creating this mock power cell, but I dropped some things, so it's not going to last very long, so we better figure out where he is to try to lure him out quick.
Does someone want to scout, and then maybe we can set a trap?
Not a bad idea.
We do kind of have to set the trap where we're at, though.
How do you set a trap for something that can move that fast? Could he not just bust through it?
It does have a lot of strength, but maybe we just make a pit or something.
If only we had someone who can make traps.
Wait, this is for me.
It's like, oh my god.
And we put you on power cell duty.
Yay, my trapping skills will actually come in handy.
And I'll also say, you know what direction it went. This isn't a total mystery. It looked like it went in a straight line that way, you know? So,
okay. I think what we should do, Enla, you build the trap. I'll run in the direction of the birthday boy, and I'll start singing some birthday songs, and hopefully he follows me. I'll lure him out.
I can't wait to hear those birthday songs.
Yeah.
There's already a crevasse, so I'm going to, like, you know, just kind of dig into the side of that and make a little, like, drop trap. I think that might be our best bet.
Yeah. Do you need some, like, leaves to put over top to, like, camouflage it?
What are leaves?
Do you mean like sheet metal shavings?
I saw it in a cartoon once. Okay, I'm gonna go find the birthday boy. Bye.
Lottie, I haven't seen a tree on Trash Planet in my whole life.
No, I don't know what he's talking about. We get, at best, maybe, if we're lucky, a shrub.
That was a little weird.
Yeah.
The dust trail just behind Tank.
We all know what trees are.
Amazing. Would someone like to roll something? We have Enla working on something. We have Tank working on something. Who would like to do stuff?
Since Tank is going out on his own, I'm going to try and find a kind of high ground to keep an eye on him. I'm going to spend one load and have my telescope with me.
Oh, cool. All right. Ah, wow. What's it like? You haven't been out in the waste very much. What's it like scrabbling around out here?
Oh, I hate it. I feel like I think I maybe even take off my poncho to like cover my hands because there's so many like little sharp outcroppings and trying to climb up, and yeah. I'm just not used to finding good handholds.
Yeah. Okay. Everything's shifting. Like, nothing here is settled. It's really spooky trying to move around. You never know when something jagged is going to pop out. Like, ugh, it sucks. Yeah. Are you trying to give Tank an assist, or are you trying to look on the clock?
I think I'll choose to assist Tank.
Okay. Yeah. So, Tank, what are you rolling here?
Well, I want to take a hit of the juice, too. Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
I no longer want to assist
Tank. Yeah,
okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, you know what, Tank? Let me give you an option here. So you always have your handy dandy weird guy options that are on your person. But as you're jogging away, you look over and you see the Milk River sparkling in the distance, which is a juice river. And usually the juice is like radioactive Ninja Turtle green. The Milk River is notable because it is white and it is completely opaque. So it's still juice. It's just, it's its own thing. So that is a type of juice you could hit. And we are now introducing the concept of specialized juice. Basically, depending on where your juice is sourced from, you're going to pull from a specific deck.
I see.
Yeah. Or a specific suit, I guess I should say.
Can I?
Yep.
Can we call it juice with pulp?
What are the suits again?
Oh, yeah. So we haven't really played much with the suits, which is a shame because I love them. So that's why I'm reintroducing them. Mm-hmm. So there are 6 suits of juice cards. The suits are Fade, Spiral, Meet, Shine, Weave, and Touch. So Milk River is Fade cards. So the Fade suit, like each suit kind of has its own theme. And so the verbs will be related to that theme. So that could be advantageous to know what you're pulling. So the Fade suit is about radiation and despair, but it's also about displacement. It's about spooky kind of things. That's what Milk River can offer you. There may be other juice sources with specialized kinds of things going on. So yeah, do you want to hit your own juice, which is totally random, or do you want to hit Milk River, which is
I think Tank sees Milk River and he's like, this could be it. This could be my secret juice source.
Do you just slam your head in, or what are you doing here?
I think Tank goes up to the edge of the river and he dips his hand in a little bit.
It comes like, out, it's as if you cradles. Dunked your hand in white paint. Like, it's so thick. You're like, ooh.
I have, like, a crate. My hands are cradled, and I have some milky juice in my hand, and I just take a delicate little sip.
Wow. It's like you're trying to feed a horse, but you are the horse. That's beautiful, man.
So I got the 4th of Fade, Player Piano. The verbs are settling, falling, spreading. The grist is organza. Ivory, suitcase, cardboard, trophy.
Cool. Organza's a type of fabric. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, okay. Settling, falling, spreading is interesting with your gravity juice burn.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right, when the juice hits, this tastes a little different than it normally does. Mm-hmm. I mean, the juice you normally get is just sort of mainstream whatever juice. This has it's a specific taste to it. It's like a rare vintage. Okay. It's like a white wine dryness to it. Also, you're totally smeared with white shit on your face from this point forward. That's just how Tank is rocking for the rest of today.
We were talking about Tank's juice burn, so just a quick question. Mm-hmm. He is also delicious to monsters. Is the birthday boy a monster?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, Tank wouldn't know that he's delicious to monsters, so right?
Not yet. Related. Sorry. How about you? No, I love that. Why don't you roll what you're going to roll here? And then,
okay.
So if you roll any ones, you'll incur another juice burn. And if you have any consequences, I have a good feeling of what might happen. I don't know.
I think for in this moment, Tank has kind of like grabbed hold of his gravity bomb juice burn, and he can start to manipulate his weight a little bit. So he can make himself like super heavy, or like flip the gravity and make him like rise.
You're like just bouncing along.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So I guess that would be touch, right?
Well, is your goal to find the birthday boy, or what are you trying to do out here?
I'm trying to one find him, but also like lure him back.
I think that's two different actions. I think if you like crit on it, I would give you both, but okay. Yeah, I think that you can either find or you can lure, but I think in one move it'll be tough to do both.
Okay. So I guess find first, and then do I have any, I have a bonus
you
for the juice?
You have a plus one for the juice.
Okay.
You have a plus one for my assist, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so plus two?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Oh, that's a 5, but also a 1. So I get a juice burn.
Yes! Exactly what I wanted!
When I use the juice, you just want me to roll as many dice as possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to make sure I understand, there's gravity, delicious to monsters.
And now a new one.
A new one. Pick a number between 1 and 12.
Let's go with 11.
11. Stupid. It's delicious again, but I'm going to honor that and just, you're twice as delicious.
Extra delicious.
Extra delicious. So I think we're going to, with your 5, all right, so the success that you get is you are sprinting along and you're feeling real good. Like, this juice situation is like, it's low and twisty in your gut, but it's feeling right. Like, you feel very powerful. You feel like coiled up and then springing loose. You're like, yeah! And so as you're running, you actually see a dust cloud up ahead. Like, oh my God, that's him. You know, like, you're on his trail. He appears to have been running in a straight line this whole time. Like, it's not a mystery at all. It's just, you know? So that, you're gonna tick 2 on birthday boy clock. Your consequence is that as you were, you pulled away from Milk River, I imagine kind of a hair flip looked cool. You know, you drink from a river in a Lord of the Rings movie and then you flip your hair and you're like, oh, wow, so refreshing. Except it was white paint and it looked bad and you're on Trash Planet. And so as you sprint away with your gravity powers, we hear, and then we see a little snoop coming up behind you. It was just rustling out of the ground. We see a massive shape, round, scary, the size of a Jeep Wrangler. These guys are so fucking big. This is a night pig, of course.
Oh, no.
The sun is setting. It is about to be night. And my God, that's when night pigs happen. So we just see, for the moment, just little beady eyes just kind of hoving into the frame. We see tough, deadened skin, blackened and charred. So your consequence is night pig is after you, unless you want to resist.
Let him come.
Amazing. All right, so that's...
Maybe we'll find the origin of the night pig.
I'm sure I'm able to see this.
Yeah! Yeah, we come back to Connie on top of the high point. What are you doing?
I just yelled at the others, Tank has a night pig. Tank attracted a night pig. Also drank from that horrible white river.
Lottie, what are you doing?
I think Lottie's going to recognize the fact that we might be out here longer than we expected and maybe do a little foraging.
Okay, yeah.
We probably didn't bring extra food, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, how long were you planning to take this trip to the library? Or how long was that going to take in total?
It's normally a 3-day trip, so we probably have 6 days, 7 maybe.
Yeah. And it's probably not good food either. Yeah. It's like sweet mushroom jerky for
yeah, or, you know, bone
days.
Meal.
Yeah. Tank is like, I'm good. I got it.
I got my bone meal.
I'm good.
So if we're going to be out here longer, probably do need to do that. Is that?
Okay. Yeah. I would take a scrounge. I would take a find.
I would prefer find because
yeah,
I'm not
do it.
Great at scrounge.
Why not?
The only number I can roll today is a 6.
You poor thing.
You bitch. So, Lottie, you're kind of, I don't know, you hear Connie wibbling in the distance. You see Enla is working on...
I'm doing what? Some wibbling?
It's when a British person is upset. We don't know about this. I know all the words, and none of you know any of the other words. It doesn't matter to me that Connie's not British.
Was that an SAT word? Like, what?
Yeah, that's how I got into grad school. I used the word wibbling, and they were like, do you want this PhD? It's for you. I'm going to get the word smelt in here, just you watch.
In reference to a fish or blacksmithing?
We'll see, won't we? So you just kind of settle into like, okay, and we'll set a camp and we'll get some food and we'll make it work. And you're just bopping around doing Lottie stuff. You are picking through, just wandering, looking real low to the ground. It's kind of nice being out here. Like, you don't often make it to the middle of nowhere. And you poke around some high points and you find, what's that? Oh my God, it is. It's a green toe. But you're like, oh, wow, what luck. So green toes are kind of like an oyster that grows like they eat microplastics in the air and shit. They're kind of like hermit crabs where they'll like occupy an existing thing and then like their little green head will poke out of the bottom. That's why they call them green toes. They're nice. Edible. You can, you know, eat a green toe. So you get a handful of those guys. We're going to add one to the birthday boy clock, actually, because you're up on a high point. You're hearing like the scrabbling and yelling of Connie and Enla. And you look over, you see the dust cloud of Tank just like moon bouncing towards another dust cloud. And then you see where like... You just get a really good vantage point, is how it works out. You look out and you see where the birthday boy is heading, which is a structure, a man-made structure. Looks like a ruined building. Looks like bombed, maybe. This would make sense to you timeline-wise. You're up in the Dutch Cross area, and that thought strikes you like a freight train. You're like, oh, Dutch Cross. Because that used to be a pretty populous settlement. And then when the elevator came down, there was all that. That was one of the first places they bombed the shit out of. And so, like, there's still a few things left in Dutch Cross, but very few people live there. Ruined old town up by Milk River. You're like, oh.
So Lottie comes back to the group cradling a big batch of these weird oyster-looking things, green toes, and mentions to them, so I saw Tank jumping very high up in the air out that way, but we're actually pretty close to Dutch Cross. It's... I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it was a town from before the fall, probably one of the first places to go after that. That's probably where the birthday boy is, or somewhere nearby.
You think it lives there?
There's not much left over there. I don't know why it would, but maybe.
I think it's worth going out there. That could be a better spot for shelter as well. We're losing sunlight. Tank's going to be there, so we may as well try to catch up.
Yeah. There's probably fewer night pigs there, except for the one that... Is one following Tank?
Yeah. We have three, like, clouds of dust. Just Jesus.
I'm imagining Tank is, like you said, moon bouncing across the trash field, and, like, the pig is just, like, charging him and going under him every time.
I love it. Yes. Looney Tunes shit. Yes.
That's what's in my mind right now. But, yeah, there's probably going to be at least one pig over there because of Tank, but I can't imagine there will be more.
Let's forego this trap building. Let's try to find that thing over there.
Enla, what have you been working on? How's your trap going?
I'm not gonna brag, but Enla's doing a great job at her trap. She's had a little bit of practice. I guess I use one of my loot also to have survival gear of a shovel. So I have like a little foldaway shovel. So I'm like digging a hole so I can, and I've scrounged around and found some things to like cover said hole. And I've set up the power cell at the bottom of the hole. So like hopefully the birthday boy will go right into the hole.
You did it so fast. Like you did it so fast, so right. Incredible technique. You also had time to put some art in there. What's some art you did?
I had time to put art in there? Okay. So Enla couldn't help herself, so she drew a picture of a cake and a big-ass smiley face on opposite walls of her little pit.
Also, since the trash is sort of shifting all the time, the smiley face looks like it's melting like the birthday boy's face because it's like shifting downwards.
Pretty good.
Love that.
Incredible. What would you guys like to do back at camp? The three of you, what do you want to do?
Inla climbs out of the hole. She has like a little way that she can get up.
We should go after Tank and the birthday boy, right? Try to get them at Dutch Cross?
I guess, ideally. You said something was following him?
Yeah, it looked like a night pig was following Tank.
In the distance, Tank, he's like jumping up, cresting over a hill so they can see him, and he's like doing hand signals like, need help. And then he goes down, jumps back up, requesting backup.
It's like the fence scene in Shaun of the Dead. We're just like, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, he looks like he might be in distress.
It would mean abandoning all your stuff. Like, it would be impossible to take everything with you.
Let's push all the stuff into the hole. The birthday boy's not after it.
Not right now. We can hide it with everything I put on top of the hole.
Right. So we spent a few minutes just dunking stuff in there. Enla, how would you as a Roven mark things? Because this surely has come up before, but like the landscape shifts around you. If there's an orbital drop or anything, you need to be able to find stuff again. How would you mark your pit full of belongings?
The Rovens use spray paint a lot. And they have a, I literally am like thinking of like hobographics. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
When I say that? Like they have like little markings that only like people who travel by train and people who are homeless like understand. Mm. I think it's a really cool little like language that they've created because not a lot of them are literate. So it's all picturegraphed. Mm. So that's kind of my image, is that they have like some logic, but there's also ways of just kind of like spraying things around so it looks nondescript, but it is something you can notice or recognize from afar.
When they spray a thing, they spray the same symbol twice, 5 feet apart, so then you can see how far things have shifted.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that a lot.
I love that. Okay.
It's like an inherent sense of this is exactly 5 feet apart.
Yes. It's like one of the first things Enla learned. It's like
cool.
She can't read, but she always knows exactly what 5 feet is. It's like no problem. Yeah. Looking good. Camp under control. Sun's coming down. We see twilight setting on Trash Planet. Yeah. Where would y'all like to send the action? Amazing. Tank,
jumping up and down. He's putting in all his effort, even though he can literally make gravity work for him.
This is like every athlete's dream, where it's like your form is perfect, like your relationship with gravity is really clicking along. Yeah. You're like, yeah, baby.
The grunts aren't for like physical exertion. It's like mental exertion of like trying to like like flip the gravity.
Yeah, the brain cells are just screaming. All right. You can see that dust cloud up ahead, and you also see some structures. Looks like old bombed out wreckage up ahead of you. You also hear the squeals of a big scary pig behind you. Incredible. Thank you to the real pig we have in the studio to do sound effects.
Thank you. I worked really hard. I went to Juilliard now. Yeah.
Thank you, representative of the Cincinnati PD.
Yeah. Let's have some bacon.
I think I'm going straight after the birthday boy.
Is this a, I'm going to fight him? Is this a, I'm going to catch him? Is this a, what are you going to do here?
I think Tank's going to try to reason with the birthday boy.
I would allow charm or persuade. If you wanted to go physical, I would allow find.
I'm going to go charm. Did I see the birthday boy go into like a structure like that I can get away from the night pig for?
Seems clear that's where he's heading. I don't think he's made it in yet.
I'm going to head that way and try to go where he's going and also get away from the night pig chasing me.
Yeah, what does it look like when you try to charm the birthday boy? Like, because we're just like sprinting and bouncing and moving pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, hustling into like this derelict building looming overhead. Sun setting around you. You're like, you realize you don't have a lot of stuff on you. Like, I think you took a light load. I mean, you're out here and I don't know. So yeah, you don't even have light on you. So it's going to be hard to navigate unless you do something about that.
Okay.
You could use a load on that. You could use other, you could just keep hitting the juice. I don't know.
See if I get the one that makes me glow.
Yeah. Well, actually, you look over, you see Milk River faintly shining in the distance. You're like, oh, fucked up.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Tank sees the birthday boy like duck into like a building and he heads for that building. He like gets in and the night pig has like caught up to him and it does that thing where like he just makes it into the building and the night pig can't make it through the door, but he's like trying to like
like at the door like snapping at you. Yeah, real Dark Souls kind of moment.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. For that to work out, actually, that's a touch roll to avoid. Yeah, this should just be a touch roll because, or a fight roll if you want to fight the night pig. But like a night pig is trying to eat you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah. Okay.
Do I have to hit the juice again?
No, I think you take that plus one. I think I've kind of said that when you hit the juice, it is the rest of your encounter.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a four.
Okay. You're going to get injured here unless you resist. That is a success in terms of like sliding into the building, baseball slide.
Okay. I'll go ahead and resist.
That's going to be a prowess resist.
Woo. Do I add juice to that too or no?
No, I don't think so.
Also a four, so two stress.
Nice.
I've got three left.
All right. You big cinematic moment. Night pig thundering after you. Tank. Oh! Baseball slide. Like right into like a half collapsed building through a doorway. This thing's teeth snap right after you. Just barely missing. Could have been an injury, but it wasn't. And you are alone inside of a dark building. You hear your heart pounding. You look up and see nothing. It's pretty dark in there. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Go.
go boy, it's your birthday. We're gonna party like it's your birthday. I'm just gonna start singing that and kind of like tiptoeing around.
Is this?
I'm just like, gotta sip a card.
Sneaking while trying to sing your favorite song.
Because we don't give a fuck because it's your birthday.
Bottle full of bud. Amazing.
Is that the charm?
Is that the charm roll?
It could be.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
Oh man, I'm not good at charm.
You're telling me this isn't working? Whoa.
2 sixes. 2 sixes!
This is a cosmic joke.
For the listeners at home, I pointed my hand like Babe Ruth calling my shot.
You can't make a Looney Tunes ass mission and then get mad at us when the Looney Tunes ass shit happens.
Wow. What is the thing you do that pushes this over the edge? And what are we at on the clock on the birthday boy?
3 out of 6. We're halfway there.
3 out of 6. Okay. You're going to fill out the clock here.
Okay.
What is the thing that works for you when you are trying to connect with the birthday boy? What sends it over the edge?
I think I'm going to add in the a cappella. Bump, 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 bump.
You're in a dark and scary building alone with nothing, and at first it's kind of spooky, and then you're like, wow, this is a good song.
The acoustics are perfect.
The acoustics are perfect! It's like booming off the inside of this cavernous ruin, and you're feeling it, and you look up, and you didn't hear emotion, you didn't see emotion. Just the birthday boy is just in front of you all of a sudden, just like feet away, just looking at you, like big, crazy, melty face, cartoon eyes, party hat. And you look at this thing. It's pretty short compared to you. It's looking up at you and it waves hello. We crash zoom onto Tank's face.
Oh my God, it's you.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, please leave us a rate and review. Check out our website on hypergallant.com. Thank you to The Dren, The Surfs, Crime of Passing, Herberts Again, and our very own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game instinct.
I will only accept money if it's touched a tit.